I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The greatest commandments have to do with our relationship with God and our relationship with the people around us. And the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is teaching us how to have those kinds of relationships.
And as you said, you've kind of built the wheel with the six categories. Let's just review those now. We can dive in deeper here after the break.
Sure. Just broadly, there's two main principles driving our paradigm. The first one is that relationships are inherently three-dimensional. God designed us to be in relationship with Him, in relationship with other people, but also in relationship to ourselves. That's why Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. You have to understand, how do I love myself? How do I feel about myself? How do I look out for myself? How do I, you know, cover and make excuses for myself and serve myself? And it says we know how we want to be treated and like to be treated, we know how to love our neighbors. So there's a God section, a self section, and an other section, three broad categories. And within each of those dimensions, there's two dynamics. What do I know? And we call that awareness. So there's God awareness. Who is He? What is He like? What is He up to? What are His purposes? There's also self-awareness. What are my fears? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are my interests? And then other awareness is how do I can be aware of the other person, empathetic, to understand what they're feeling and thinking and struggling with. And then there's another dynamic, though, which is what we call the engagement. You know, what am I going to do? It doesn't do any good to know things about God and His character if I don't respond to Him in obedience and faithfulness and trust. And it doesn't do any good for me to know my weaknesses and my temptations if I don't ask God to give me grace to discipline myself, to be a disciplined person. And then finally, as I look at the other person, I not only want to be empathetic and sensitive and aware, but I want to act on that awareness and minister to that person, serve that person, love that person. So those are two sets of three things. We group them as God awareness, God engagement, the top of our circle. Then down the right-hand side, it's self-awareness, self-engagement. And then the lower left-hand side of the circle is other awareness, other engagement. And you can put every verse in the Bible into that circle in one of those three areas, because every verse in the Bible is telling us how to know and love God, how to understand and manage ourselves, and how to read and minister and love our neighbor.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.